These confidential freestyles. This shit real as it get, man. So are we on volume 6, nigga?
Yeah, it's volume 6. And I'm still saying fuck what you're thinking. It's volume 6 and I'm telling you fuck what you're thinking. I tell them fuck what they thinking. I don't give a fuck. I state what I say every day. How I wanna say it. It don't matter what these niggas is talking about. It don't matter what that bitch is talking about. That bitch can get that dick in her mouth and get she can get put out. Like it ain't shit, like I ain't never blinking. And don't think, I don't think that you know of what I'm talking about. You know of what I'm talking about. They say they Crips, they say they Bloods, running they fucking mouth. But they ain't shit, they just bitch niggas. They just sucker niggas, and these hoes ain't nothing but snitches. And when they snitch, these bitches snitching, then they go suck another dick and let another nigga finger they ass. Oh, you nasty bitches. See, that's the game. Every day, always never, never fall off and keep track of the riches, the revenue. Stack that currency, stack that currency. You need until you can't see no more. And keep stacking that currency. The revenue is what you gotta get to establish your craft, establish your production, establish your brand. Nigga, understand the plan you see. Because executive shit, they never stop. Always trying to think about ways to get millions and billions and get to the top. The more money you see, the more problems. We already understand that, but we never can forget where we came from. Jackson Street, Nanny Locks, cross the railroad tracks across the street. Beat my niggas every day. Young niggas, it didn't matter. 9 years old on the streets, nigga, handling this shit. And fucking bitches licking, picking popcorn off they titties. Why they just so sick? Cause they gotta get with us. Young niggas following gangsters, real gangsters, not none of these fake imposter ass niggas to get some money, or these fake imposter ass G's that always bust the strap when they high off some pills. You see, that ain't no G. That's a nigga who gets intoxicated and transformed in his mind. You see, he wasn't bred like that. He wasn't bred like that at all. So you understand what you gotta be before you fall. And that trap in the system, you see, every day they hand you that pack, and then you flip it every day, and now they coming back for you, and you whispering in their ears about the next nigga because he's eating and he ain't get caught. What the fuck you thinking? You fucking the game up for the realest G. That's not how it's played. If you moving those 40s, don't get it twisted. When you get caught, don't try to tell on everybody like this the nigga, that the nigga, and that other nigga just caught the scene. Now understand how you gotta approach the game every day. They don't understand how you gotta approach the game. They so corrupted, dirty and shit up, and you can't get your hands on no bricks and get them up. Because every time you stack your paper, they see you with 100 G's, they start hating. And then they call detectives on you, confidential informants. You see, everything never changes. They still the same as they bleed and they see nothing but them dollar signs, because they say they gonna pay them, and they rent is due, they bills is due, child support is on they ass. They don't wanna go back in that cell because they couldn't pay it. Motherfucking baby mama's ass. These niggas don't understand what they into, and they drink every night and they smoke every night and think that's the highlight. You gotta understand, if your G's ain't up and you high, that ain't the highlight. You still a bum, you still a little boy, you ain't a man.